It's time for us to chat with our Jet Physical Therapy Football Athlete of the Week. And we are very pleased to be joined right now by Ethan Bockelman. He's the junior quarterback of the Lone Tree Lions, and they've won back-to-back games. The most recent win, largely thanks to an excellent performance by their signal caller. Ethan, 10 of 16 for 200 yards, 3 touchdowns, and you ran for 157 yards on 24 carries and a pair of scores. What do you feel like was key in order for you to go out and perform as well as you did last week?
Keep fighting and keep trying our best to keep moving the ball down the field. I think in the first half we got stopped a couple of times, but in the second half we stuck to our game plan and things started to work in our favor.
In general, it's been an excellent year for you through these first three games. You completed half of your passes for 360 yards and 6 touchdowns and 467 yards and 6 TDs on the ground on just under 70 carries. That's a very good number, right about 6 yards per rushing attempt. From last year to now, where do you feel like you've improved the most?
In my running ability, and keep getting extra yards.
In general, you guys have done a really nice job of turning things around after those after that opening loss, 90 points in total the last two games. What do you feel like in total is kind of different that's allowed the offense to have the success it's had?
Would have run the ball a lot better. I know English Valley ran it really good, same with this last game. Because our first game, we didn't have much rushing yards, which was really hard on offense.
Talking right now to Ethan Bockelman, Lone Tree junior quarterback, our Jet Physical Therapy Football Athlete of the Week. Is there somebody maybe it was somebody you played with, maybe it's a college or NFL player you watch on TV, somebody you kind of model your game after you really enjoy watching?
I'd say I really like watching, like, any college or NFL QB that's a, kind of like a dual threat, maybe. Just their ability to pass and run, I think it's really cool.
So trying to get that Lamar Jackson status at some point, right?
Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the week ahead. Tri-County coming up, and that's a game you guys have had a lot of success with in the past, but what do you feel like you tell yourself then this week in order to not really avoid a letdown, basically?
Yeah. Got to attack right away. We can't let them be in the game. We got to score. Got to keep running the ball good, and then on defense, I think we'll be fine. We'll be able to get some stops, and then game should be good from there.
Well, the last thing I wanted to ask you, along with congratulating you again on an excellent start to the year, Jet Physical Therapy prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. How would you say you kind of incorporate that motto into your success on the football field?
So yeah, during pregame, warming up, I just imagine myself throwing good passes, getting my mind in the game, making sure my body's stretched and feeling good for the game. So I think that's really important to play well.
Well, obviously, whatever you're doing is working pretty well. Ethan, congratulations on a great week 3 performance. Good luck against Tri-County, and I can't wait to hopefully chat with you again later this year.
Okay, very much.
That's Ethan Bockelman, the junior quarterback of the Lone Tree Lions and our Jet Physical Therapy Football Athlete of the Week. Phenomenal start for him. Back-to-back wins have helped his team get to 2-1 again. They'll be taking on Tri-County Friday night.